Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good morning. Today is Sunday the 14th of June, and the FIFA World Cup is underway. By the time you hear this broadcast, Canada will have played Bosnia-Herzegovina, and other matches will be coming thick and fast. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, and I and our supporters welcome you to this programme of the Word of Grace, broadcast on CJMQ Radio. Words from Psalm 37. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass they will soon wither, like green plants they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Almighty Creator, we come before you today in awe and wonder, and we approach your throne with reverence, recognizing that every good gift, our strength, our breath, the talents we use in whatever sphere of life we participate in, all these good things come from your hand. We adore you for your greatness and your majesty. You are the author of all creation and the ultimate source of our joy. We praise you not just for the thrill of life, but for who you are, holy, sovereign, and deeply loving. We bless you that you yourself came in Jesus to participate in the game of life, to enter into its trials and its competitions, to share its joys and its sorrows. And as the world delights in sporting events at this season, we offer you the glory. May the focus of our hearts and the energy we expend reflect our worship of you. Keep our minds grounded in your grace and our actions marked by integrity and respect. We bless you for the witness of nations coming together in sporting competition and for the way that these things can build relationships between the peoples. We recognize that's something that reflects your heart, and so we pray that you would guide the nations at this time and use this occasion to unite in goodwill and in peace. We confess to you that we are not at peace with you, for we rebel against you in thought, word and deed, in the things we do and the things that we do not do. Have mercy upon us for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, and forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For these things we ask in and through the name of Jesus. Amen.
Precious Lord,
using some of the passages of the Bible that speak about sporting competition as metaphors and ideas of the Christian life. So here we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and pick up Paul's thought about training and running for a race. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. to those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. And to those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. And I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Amen. Sport is a human good, affirming both talent and limitation, which we rejoice in and can learn from. Way back when, Pope Pius XII wrote, "How can the Church not be interested in sport?" For the Church has always engaged in sport. St. Paul used sporting analogies to illustrate progress in a virtuous life. And this echoes Jesus' call to fullness of life. And our original dignity as body, mind and soul united together was disfigured by the first sin and then restored in Jesus Christ. Christian faith, living in faith, hope and love, grounds and perfects human virtues that sport encourages, like prudence, choosing to do the right thing, justice, according to others their due, fortitude, or constancy under challenge, and temperance, master of our own instincts. Living a good life is also nurtured, or not, through our aspirations, opportunities and imagination, and above all in our relationships. Sport both reveals and shapes our character. Yes, the Church is clear that sport has great potential to contribute to the development of the individual and to a more harmonious society. Pope Paul VI wrote to an address to cyclists in 1964 and says the Church sees in sport a gymnasium of the spirit, and because of this it admires, approves and encourages the practice of sport in its various forms. Another pope wrote, "Sport has in itself an important moral and educative significance. It's a training ground to virtue." So yes, sports certainly do offer many positive life lessons, but they also generate a trinity of consumerism, of competition and entertainment that inspires powerful cultural rituals with all the elements of an organized religion. We thought about that last week, about how sport taps into human nature's lower instincts in a very visceral way, that consumerism feeds the greed, competition fuels the pride, and entertainment furnishes unending distractions. Despite the dangers of sports intensifying the human tendencies towards greed and pride and distraction, sports can also teach us much about how devotion and commitment can develop in human beings. The real danger is that good gifts make lousy gods. Created things were never intended to provide meaning or identity or ultimate satisfaction or unending joy. Idols always disappoint. Underline it. Any honest person who has put energy, time, money, affection and devotion towards sports knows that sports as an idol, as the ultimate ideal, will testimony from a man who tasted everything that sports had to offer. The winner of 3 Super Bowl rings, Tom Brady, once was interviewed in 60 Minutes in the middle of an undefeated season with the New England Patriots, and he was having an MVP season as a quarterback. He was in relationship with a supermodel. And all of this while making millions and millions of dollars. And this is what he said. "Why do I have 3 Super Bowl rings and still think that there's something greater out there for me? I mean, maybe a lot of people would say, 'Hey man, this is what it is. I reached my goal, my dream, my life.' Me, I think, God, it's got to be more than this. I mean, this can't be what it's all cracked up to be." And the interviewer asked him, "What's the answer?" And Brady responded, "I wish I knew. I wish I knew." Idols inevitably disappoint, and far more seriously, idols ultimately destroy. I would pray that someone who has Tom Brady syndrome would come to realize that there is more, and that it's not to be found in more good gifts, it's to be found in God himself. May you come to realize this, so that there will not be those found standing before God, holding on to all kinds of good gifts, yet having turned from the giver of those good gifts. E. Ryle wrote, "Thousands have trodden the path you are pursuing. They have fought hard for wealth and honour and office and promotion and turned their backs on God and Christ and heaven and the world to come and have awoken too late to find it end in misery and eternal ruin." Here's another testimony to finish with, one concerning Kaká, a member of the national football team of Brazil and an international player of repute. When he was 18 years old, he had broken his neck and he was lying in bed with a broken neck. But he made a list of 10 achievements that he was going to make. These were audacious dreams, even for a boy raised on the soccer mania of Brazil, especially one who had needed a medical program to spur his stunted growth and who was yet to crack the starting lineup of the junior squad of Sao Paulo Football Club. The list began with "return to soccer" and scaled upwards to finish with "transfer to a big club in Italy, Germany." In January 2001, about 2 weeks after returning to soccer, he was indeed called up to Sao Paulo's professional team, and Brazil had met Kaká. He claimed his starting spot for Sao Paulo and within 2 years could cross off the entire list of achievements that he had set himself, including playing for Brazil's 2002 World Club Cup champions. And by 2007, Kaká stood at the apex of world soccer, sweeping its highest individual honours. World Player of the Year, the Ballon d'Or and the FIFA World Player of the Year. He says, "It may seem that I have everything, due to my wealth and fame if I still need Jesus? And the answer is simple. I need Jesus every day of my life. His word, the Bible, tells me that without him, I can't do anything. I really believe that. The ability I have to play football and all that has resulted from it are gifts from God. He has given me a talent to use for him, and I try to improve on it every day. He continued, many people think that I became a Christian after the accident, but that's not true, he says. My parents always taught me the Bible and its values, and also taught me about Jesus Christ and faith. Being baptized at 12 years old, and one that had a profound effect on his young spiritual life. Little by little, I stopped simply hearing people talk about the Jesus my parents knew, he says, and there came a time when I wanted to live my own experiences with God. Amen.
No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee, and I need thee every hour.
Let us again turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. Peoples, in Jesus Christ you proclaim the good news, that true life and peace are found in you. Guide your church to proclaim this good news, not in ways that merely please people or don't ruffle feathers, but in ways that bring Christ's reconciling love to divided communities and lives out of joint with each other. God of healing and hope, thank you for your faithfulness to us in all situations. And we pray for those who are ill or in pain, for the anxious and discouraged, for those experiencing violence, for those facing death or the loss of someone dearly beloved, for those struggling to make ends meet in these uncertain times. May the mission we share in Jesus into desperate lives. God of the earth and all its peoples, let your light shine. We ask that you bless our communities of faith, our congregations, our churches and our denominations. Guide us as we plan for the future in changing times. Bless students and teachers as the school year ends and restore them for learning with summer enjoyment. Prosper all those who plan for the work of summer camps and holiday clubs in churches. Replenish our hope and energy to serve in your world, a world that are marked by war and violence and poverty. Let a spirit of generosity and care make us advocates of the good news of God's reconciling love. And we offer all our prayers, spoken and unspoken, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.